Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Brown Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup, the Brown Area School District's podcast, where Superintendent Dr. Tremaine Clarity shares updates and interviews guests from around the district.
Hello, Marcy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Tremaine Clarity. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom. Today we're hearing from Mr. Sean Harris and Ms. Tracy Jackson. Mr. Harris is an associate principal at Verona Area High School. Ms. Jackson is the director of pupil services. Mr. Harris and Ms. Jackson are two of the staff leads designing and facilitating the Verona Area School District Equity Series. Let's hear all about it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. We're so excited to have you here with these two dynamic guests. We have Mr. Sean Harris and I'm going to say it, Dr. Tracy Jackson here is on the mic with us, and we're so super excited to talk about the Verona Area School District Equity Series. But before we do that, we heard your titles, but we want to hear about the people behind the titles. So beginning with you, Dr. Jackson, tell us a little bit more about your background and just something unique that we may not know about you.
All right. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. So my name is Tracy Jackson. I have the privilege of serving as the Director of Pupil Services. And that role allows me to support all of the school psychs, social workers, nurses, counselors, and restorative practice coordinators.
Oh, you got a job description.
But I love it because we get to impact all students in all different areas. And so it's a busy job, but I love it. What's something about me that you might not know? Well, I love international travel and international education. Mm. I'm working on my doctorate for Black women leaders in K-12 international schools.
Right. Excellent. Right. Excellent. Yes. And Mr. Harris, same question to you. We know the title, right. Associate Principal. Tell us a little bit more about Mr. Harris.
Yeah, so it's my third year as an associate principal at the high school, eighth year as a member of the staff here in the district. Previous to that, I was a counselor. So I've always had the privilege of actually working with our student services team, so I get to collaborate with them. Same kind of passion as Dr. Jackson kind of spoke to, being able to serve our students in collaboration with our staff has been a passion of mine. Something unique about me, outside of my work as an educator here in the district, I'm also a licensed therapist, so mental health work is something that is near and dear to my heart. I do it outside of here. I work with folks who wouldn't usually have access to those mental health services. So that's something that is a passion of mine, but I've seen how I can embed it in the work that I do as an educator here.
Absolutely. Just to be on all transparency, we heard the titles and what they do. These are also two great leaders who I lean on a lot because there are areas of education where we're all learning and growing. And they both have a skill set that I am trying to get better at. So when you're talking about developing the whole child and making sure that each child gets the education they deserve, these two phenomenal leaders really help contribute to that work. All right now we're going to get directly into the Verona Area School District Equity Series, which is a little newer this year. And we've already had our first session. We want to introduce it or reintroduce it to some people in our community. So as we think about the Verona Area School District Equity Series, give us a little background on what that is and what our families would experience.
Yes, the Equity Series really came about, a bunch of brilliant minds kind of came together. We sat in front of our strategic framework, beautifully done, in collaboration with students, staff, and community members, and we wanted to bring it to life. The Equity Series gives us an opportunity to examine the good, the bad, and the ugly of how our work is actually touching lives and producing, better outcomes for our students. And beyond just the numbers, right? I think in the short term, the outcomes that we're speaking to are, data benchmarks and, literacy rates, and those are all important. But essentially, we want our students to be able to access a fulfilling life, a healthy experience, and to feel like they can thrive in a diverse global society. And the Equity Series is our opportunity to invite our families and community members into our space and go out into theirs and really have conversation around what are we doing, how is it working, and how can we improve it. That's essentially what we spend our time doing. And again, we've got students and staff all over the district, as well as community members of all ages, all backgrounds. And that's what makes it a beautiful experience. Again, it models what we're trying to do in our district.
I appreciate that. Dr. Jackson.
Yes.
Tell us a little from your perspective of your leadership with the Equity Series.
All right. So the strategic framework is a powerful document, but we want it to be more than just a document. Mm-hmm. It is the living. It's our work. This is our living document that we live with, we live through, and we've had the voice from the community, students, parents. And so we want to make sure that the voice is not just on paper, but it is lived. And so when we think of the priority areas of the strategic framework, those are student agency, value and belonging, community collaboration, wellness and mental health, and inclusive teaching and learning. There is no number because they're all very important. And so we wanted to create an event or opportunities for families to come together, break bread, get to know us in different capacities, and learn about the strategic framework and have their voice heard under those areas so we can make sure we are doing the best work we can for our most valuable people.
Absolutely. So the community may not know this, but we're recording right around lunchtime. You just said break bread, so I got a little bit hungrier than I already was, but that's okay. So when we talk about the space and what the experience, so as you, we do share a meal together, and it was good.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was good. And for y'all to know, sometimes you have potato salad, but we had tater salad.
Yes.
On the menu was some good, some catfish, some greens, some greens,
macaroni and cheese.
And ooh, that meal was made with love.
It was made with love, and we're going to duplicate that with our experiences moving forward. So if we can get you to come into the space with the food out front, we'll get you there.
Yes.
That's okay.
Yes.
But we want you to have a great experience as well. So the meetings, the first one was held in at the high school.
Yes.
In the LGI, mm-hmm. which stands for Large Group Instruction, or the upper room.
Yes.
Of the high school. And so we just made that a space for our families to come in. But what was so powerful about that experience was just listening to the real life stories. We heard so many real life stories that you can't get through numbers. There is no numerical evidence that's going to tell you how someone's feeling at their core unless you hear it from their voice. So thinking about that day and thinking about those experiences, how did that help you in your leadership moves, and how did it resonate to allow you to continue to make change here or be an agent of change here in the Broward Area School District?
Yeah, having the privilege of working with students and staff directly in the high school, hearing the stories of ways that we can improve. And like I said, we didn't shy away from the good, the bad, and the ugly. We heard some kind of unfortunate experiences that needed our attention, and we addressed those.
Yes.
Myself and Ms. Jackson definitely addressed those. The things that are going well and have been going well, how do we multiply and duplicate those experiences so that all students and staff have access to that kind of experience, especially if we're going to be the national model for excellence grounded in equity. We have to have, we need their collaboration. And that's how we started the last meeting. We need you here.
Yeah.
We not just creating the illusion of inclusion here. We want you to feel as though you're a part of our decision making as it pertains to how we do the business of education, because yes, we have the credentials on paper, but they're the experts in terms of their students. Our parents and our guardians are the experts on their children. So, and we need them. We need their partnership. And moving forward, one of the things that we try to do is take that feedback, and circle back to people once we've implemented some change or made some amendments to our practices. And that's how a lot of our meetings will start out, just giving updates in terms of information, what we're doing, again, how we're doing it, and then taking feedback. We want those experiences. And don't feel as though the Equity Series is the only time that you can voice that. Reach out to us. Mm-hmm. We're open. We want to learn how we can be better because we're committed to the work. And that means improvement has to be at the forefront.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Jackson, what are your thoughts about the experiences?
So, we planned this and we didn't know what to expect. And when it happened, it was powerful. Mm-hmm. The voices just, as families came in and shared their stories and shared a meal. You keep going back to that good food. But the that priority area that we looked at was value and belonging. And so we wanted all families present, and I was so pleased to see we had a lot of our families of color attend, and they were able to have a space that they didn't know existed. We were very strategic in picking the high school because we have an amazing high school, and we want to show off, this is your school. This is yours. And so we wanted you to see it and be a part of it and know that you have a space here. You're welcome here at any time. And so as we do future ones, we will look at different locations, but we were very conscious of making sure we started this first one at our amazing high school and let families know it's theirs.
That's powerful. That's really powerful. So what's phenomenal about the Verona Area School District strategic framework is that it was built from so many voices. It wasn't in isolation in a room. It wasn't a couple people. And it definitely wasn't ChatGPT. This is the real work by real work by real people.
Absolutely.
And so when you think about having our students, which are really, really in this framework, our community and our staff, all contribute to this work, and then we are using our equity series as a space for that work to come to life.
Yes.
You know, how are you thinking about going deeper and having those deeper conversations, and then what do we do with the information that we get?
I think starting off, you have to create a brave space,
right?
Inviting voice and giving people permission, essentially, to share their authentic truth.
Yes.
Like I said, we're not here to defend any transgressions we've ever had, you know, against a student, a staff member, a community member. If there are ways that we are not serving you to the best of our abilities, let us know, right?
Yes.
But also be willing to work with us and be patient and give us grace so that we can get it right, because we are not experts. And if harm is done, let us know. Let us know so that we can try to improve on that. But, you know, I will say we will be unapologetic about serving students' needs, right? We will always prioritize our babies first before anything else. The question we ask ourselves when we're thinking about putting new things into action, is this best for students?
Yes.
That is the question we always ask each other in this district, and that's why I appreciate collaborating with my colleagues here in the district.
Absolutely. And Dr. Jackson, this one's for you. As you think about the success of the Equity Series, we've had one, a great start, where we always want to get better each and every time and promote more participation. What would it look like as one of the leaders and organizers of this event? What would that space look like when you walk out of there like, yeah, we got it. We got it right. We're starting to make some moves here.
I think, building off the first one, we heard about people's experiences that weren't okay. And we've acted, we've moved quickly, you know, on that and made sure that the situation was addressed and both family and staff it was rectified for them. And so I'd like to see more participation so that families, it was a risk for everybody to share these stories and we're building that trust. We heard you and we're going to act on it. I want to continue to have those conversations so that families know we are in a partnership and we will support them in all that we're doing.
Absolutely. So I'm going to pivot us a little bit, you know, and just take you down memory lane.
All right.
So the dynamics that the both of you possess as leaders is always grounded by something. It's either an experience, a person, or sometimes a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. What brought you to this space, and what was that experience the person or maybe people that made you the leader that you are today?
Yeah. I think my mom, I think I've had phenomenal educators in my life who positively reinforced and saw strengths in me that I may or may not have saw in myself and gave me a space to be brave enough to try new things and pursue my passions and grounded in servitude. My purpose in this world is to be a service to others, and people made that very clear to me early on. Education is my platform of being able to do that. And again, you know, as educators, we all recognize the investments we have in our children.
Yeah.
We might not even be around to see the dividends for them.
Yeah.
And that's okay, right?
Yeah.
So like I said, when we talk about, you know, better outcomes for our students, I'm not just talking about the measurables here you know, on attendance and grades and behavior and literacy. I'm talking about, can they have a self-fulfilling life where they have self-determination and confidence?
Yes.
Our job is not to just make them smarter.
Mm.
It's to make them confident learners, right? So that they can be change agents, right?
Correct.
Yes.
And so Understanding that somebody gave me that opportunity and knowing that I had to reach back and provide that opportunity to someone else, I get to do that with 1,900 babies every day.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Wow. I got a long list. No, my mother, first and foremost, my mother integrated a school in 1955. Oh, wow. And she, she had a scar all her life that I knew, all of my life, because she got hit in the head because she was reading. And the thought was, Black folks, that wasn't the word used, but don't read or can't read. And so she was barred from the library in that town. And so growing up, my mom made sure we had every kind of book. We had access to every kind of print material possible because she was not going to let that happen to her kids. And so I grew up with a love of reading and of that. She's a survivor. She integrated this school and endured things we can't even imagine to give us this opportunity. And so I gotta take it to its full advantage. I want to be a gift to someone else because she's a gift to me.
Mm. Yeah. Wow, that was powerful. Yeah. I gotta catch my breath for a second. And so, you know, when you think about those experiences that we have that allowed us to be the people that we are, and I love what you said, Mr. Harris, about being in service to others.
Yes.
The moment we forget that we're serving others, it's time to get out of this game and do something else with our lives, because we serve children, we serve our community, and we do it to create a greater space that, to your point, we may not see and navigate, but we know the work is the right work, and we know it's meaningful and will have impact. So when going back to our equity series, where stories like you just told come to life in our equity series, mm-hmm. When we have the spaces for our families just to speak about, you know, not just their experiences, they may talk about their parents' experience or grandparents' experiences, yeah. And that's okay. That's what we want in these spaces, because we can't get to know you unless we know, you know, how you arrived. Mm-hmm. And we're always, you always hear us talking about our why.
Yes.
Why are we doing the work? Why are we here? What allowed us to be who we are? And so I really want to push and promote the power of the space, because I think there's an opportunity for so many in our community to finally have that spot. Yes. to speak your truth. You speak your truth. And it's speaking your truth without, there's not a chance that anything will be malicious or vindictive or anything. That's not the organization that we are. Mm-hmm. And we're asking these questions because we honestly want to know and don't want to make assumptions. And so, you know, how can people find out when and where the Equity Series is and will it take place, and find out just a little bit more besides listening to this podcast?
Yeah. I feel like I'm dropping my new mixtape. Make sure you follow us on Facebook. check our Twitter. And our website. You know, the dates we have. You know, the next one will be October 26th. You know, we purposely have them on Thursdays because we know Friday evenings people want their weekend to get started. Mm-hmm. But we will absolutely you know, promote that through all of our social media and our websites. And like I said, you're tuned in now. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I mean? Please, please. Even if you just want to sit and listen and kind of learn more about what we do there, that's a great start. Having your presence there is incredibly valued. So, again, we'd love to see you there. Like I said, website, social media, follow our Twitter accounts, Facebook, and we hope to see you there.
Absolutely.
How are you going to help us network this a little bit more?
Oh, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to sing about it. No.
Mm-hmm. Tell them about the food.
The food. As you were talking, Sean, I was thinking about the food. And we will feed you. We will break bread and we will connect. And so relationships and that connection are so strong. And so we will work to continue that. In my work in the day, I will tell people about the event so we can make sure people know about it and spread the word.
And for those of you who have maybe little ones or, you know, can't find child care, we do provide child care.
Yes.
You know, we got students who take parent and children or working with children. It's a great opportunity for them. And they volunteer to babysit at whatever site we decide to do the equity series. Mm-hmm. So that parents and guardians can actually be fully present with us. We don't want childcare to be a barrier.
Yes.
To you being able to participate in improving your students' educational experience and your experience as well as a partner with our district.
Absolutely. Yeah. And our next meeting date, what the topic is?
Student agency. So in looking at our priority areas on October 26th, student agency. And we again, we're really strategic in why we selected how we were going to have them. And by October, we're entering in the second quarter. Students have been in the schools. And so you may have some conversation, questions, concerns that you want to bring to the table. And we also want to have our students there to share their voice and their experiences.
That's all right. So we're going to always leave on high. It's been already been close to 20 minutes, and we got to close it out for our great community. But same question for both of you on the way out. Joy. We know we got to have joy. We have to have joy in our life and joy in everything we do. What brings you joy, Dr. Jackson?
Waking up every morning and being able to come and serve young people.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think for me, watching the brilliance of our babies, you know, and you know, brilliance in terms of how they're able to navigate technology better than I am, you know, but they're so much is thrown at them, and their ability to be, you know, to persevere and be resilient. My goal is to eliminate as many barriers as possible. You know, so I feel very joyous and privileged to be able to work with young people and phenomenal educators to make their experience meaningful.
I appreciate you both. So that brings us to the close of this edition of In the Loop with the Soup with our special guest, Dr. Tracy Jackson and Mr. Sean Harris, who both came and represented very, very well. Mm-hmm. So thank you both for joining us here today, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Mr. Harris and Dr. Jackson, for joining us today and for your exceptional leadership that helps make the VASD a national model of excellence grounded in equity. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom. Thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup.